CBS Radio presents The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce. The holiday is coming, and there's a whole weekend of outdoor eating and fun ahead. Right now, look for big holiday displays of famous cut-right wax paper, featured along with many other picnic needs at special prices. You'll need plenty of extra strong cut-right for 4th of July picnicking. So look for those big special displays featuring cut-right now. Make out your holiday shopping list and get cut-right wax paper at your favorite food store today.
Good morning.
Good morning. I just left 3 quarts of mouth.
Okay.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Piper.
Good morning, Mr.
Rollins. Looks like it's going to be another hot day.
Yeah, sure does.
Really had a scorcher yesterday, didn't we?
Yeah, it looks as though we're in for a pretty warm summer.
See the fireworks last night?
What do you mean, Mr. Rollins?
Well, it looked like it come from over this way. That's what I said to my missus. We rented a rowboat right down there at Dick's Wharf. Well, we heard some firecrackers. Then we saw some mighty pretty Roman candles go off. And I said, looks like it come from over near the Pipers.
Oh.
It must have looked pretty over the lake. I love Roman candles.
Well, pretty. Say, it's against the law in this state to shoot off fireworks. Whoever did it's going to get himself in a peck of trouble if he gets caught.
Yes, I should say.
Funny you didn't see him, or at least hear him. But weren't you folks at home last night?
Yes, we were at home last night, weren't we, dear?
Probably a bunch of kids.
Yeah, I think we were home all evening.
Well, they'll get caught. One thing I say for the police in this town, they're on their toes.
I wonder what the fine is for doing that.
Fine? Listen, they'll get yanked right off to jail. Oh. Well, see ya. Morning.
Yes. Well, I better put on some bacon and eggs and give you a good breakfast. I don't know what kind of meals they serve in jail.
Going places? Family going to? Repeat after me. I have the sunburn lotion. I have the bug killer. I have provided for possible changes in weather. Umbrella, sweaters, etc. Galoshes in reserve in case the terrain proves muddy from the last rain. I have packed food that won't contaminate. I have studied the safest, easiest route of travel. I have... Well, by now, you're ready to say I have a good mind to stay home. But CBS Radio reminds you it takes a plan to have the summer fun you can. A plan perhaps like this.
And now Bridgeport, your very best spray to keep insects away, brings you Jonathan Winters as the Beatnik.
Man, like the other day, I'm taking a little stereo, and suddenly these bugs come out of the baseboards, passing right by me, Daddy, in review. I wiped them out with Bridgeport Ant Roach Killer. It's Deadsville, Daddy. Bridgeport Ant Roach Killer works fast. I'm hip.
Remember, for lasting protection against crawling bugs, get Bridgeport Ant Roach Killer. Bugs can't get away from a Bridgeport spray.
Hello? Hello, dear. Look, I thought I'd better call you. If we're busy or not, aren't you interested in a couple of men who seem to be prowling along the lakefront?
Yes.
Well, they look to me like plain clothesmen because every now and then they find something, wrap it up, and put it in their pocket.
Yes, but what do I say if they come and question me? Well, if I say my husband did it, do you want them coming down to your office and arresting you in front of your boss?
What did you tell your boss rushing home like this in the middle of the morning?
Just told him that I felt sick, probably the heat.
What a tangled web we weave. Well, the minute I saw the men prowling around the beach, I figured they were probably looking for some burnout firecrackers.
Yeah, sure.
I sent Betsy down to play with Susie Allen right away. I knew if they started questioning her that in her innocence she'd say, oh, yes, it was my daddy who shot off the fireworks.
Yes, of course. Well, where are the men now?
Well, they've gone further up the lakefront right now. They've done that before. And somehow they keep returning to our beach.
Look, I went down to the beach this morning. I thought I picked up everything.
Well, you said you threw some big firecrackers way out over the water. By this time, they may have washed up on the beach.
Honestly, I'm just a nervous wreck. I locked the door. I thought I'd pretend I wasn't home, you know, if they came to the door.
Now look, they were probably worrying for nothing. I mean, maybe just a couple of geologists or something looking for certain kind of stones.
Geologists looking for stones, really, dear.
Well, all right. So they do find a burned-out firecracker. They can't prove that I did it.
Well, I don't know why you did it at all. I could just kick that Dave Webley for giving you the firework. He's the one that ought to be arrested.
Now, don't blame Dave.
Well, I do blame Dave.
He thought he was doing me a favor.
Well, you can't even buy fireworks in this state, and he knows it. And to bring you back some from some state where you can buy them, I mean, he should have known.
Told you, we've been talking about how wonderful the 4th of July used to be when we were kids, and how sorry I was that our kids were missing all that fun. I just wanted to give Betsy some idea of what it was like.
Well, now she's also going to have some idea of what it's like to have her father hunted down like a criminal.
Criminal.
I believe crimes are illegal acts, and you knew. You knew that it was illegal.
Look, it's a trivial offense. It isn't any worse than a dozen other things people do every day which are against the law.
Don't worry.
Well, I'm not. Now, just quit looking at me like that, will you? What do you want me to do, run out there to these guys and confess?
How are we going to go on for days like this? Feeling hunted?
Now look, will you? I suggest that you forget it. The police have more to do than waste their time tracking down somebody who shot off a few firecrackers, for heaven's sake. There's no sense getting excited.
There they come. Walking down toward our beach again.
Get back from the window.
They saw us. It'll look very funny if they come up here and get you. Or if Betsy comes back and they question her, would it be better to turn yourself in?
I wish you would stop using expressions like turn yourself in.
You certainly wouldn't deny it if they asked you.
Well, no, but I don't think they're going to ask me.
Well, the strongest thing in the world is a guilty conscience.
The strongest thing in the world is self-preservation. You seem to forget all the trouble I had when I got arrested for jaywalking, so I already have what is known as a police record.
What does that mean?
Well, I don't know, but I think they're tougher on people who have a record.
Well, what do you mean, tougher? What could they do?
I don't know what they could do. That's the trouble with people like us who are generally law-abiding citizens. When we do get into any kind of trouble, we don't know anything about it or what to expect.
One of the men has walked down a ways. Other one's over by our dock, looking at something. He's picking it up.
All right, now, to set your mind at rest, I am going off there. I've got a right to. They're on my property. I'll just ask them what they're doing.
Don't act nervous.
I'm not nervous. I'm just going to use a little strategy, that's all. When you can't retreat, advance. Surprise the enemy and throw him off guard.
Well, don't light a cigarette. Your hands are shaking. Good luck, dear.
Good morning.
Morning.
Another hot day, huh?
Yeah.
You were looking for something?
Yeah.
Well, my name is Piper.
How do you do?
I happen to own the house up there, and also this part of the lakefront. My wife called me at the office to say there's some strange men prowling around on the beach. I don't like my wife frightened.
Oh, you tell her there's no reason to be frightened of us.
Well, I'd like to know the reason you're on my property, because if you haven't any business here, I'd like you to get off. Otherwise, I intend to call the police.
Well, now, Mr. Piper, there's no reason for you to go to all that trouble. You've got two policemen right here. I'm Lieutenant Hutchins, and that's Lieutenant Brown up there on the beach.
Oh. Well, I'm sorry. I mean, it was just that my wife was a little upset, you understand? And I...
Yes, of course.
Yeah, well, I'll just reassure her that there's nothing to worry about. And get back to the office, then. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Piper. Oh, by the way, if you have a minute, found us on the beach. What do you make of it?
Hold on. Let me see. Well, I don't know. It's kind of hard to tell. It's sort of wet and soggy. To me, like an old piece of red cardboard. But...
Yeah, well, maybe so. I thought it looked like it was once a firecracker.
Oh, well, yeah, it could be.
Well, I don't know how it could be. Can't buy fireworks in this state. Anyhow, it's illegal to shoot them off.
Oh, well, you know, maybe a bunch of young boys got hold of some.
No. Generally, it's the older boys who do this. The ones over 30. They get to thinking about the good old 4th of July days when it wasn't illegal. And the first thing you know... Well, Mr. Piper, you want to drive your own car or ride with us down to the station house?
And now a message from the Saving and Loan Foundation.
Where you stay
does make a difference.
Where you stay
does make a difference.
Where you stay
does make a difference. Save more, have more,
and more. That's saving the
loan. Yes, your dollars get good earnings at Insured Savings and Loan Association. People like you are receiving over $700 million right now. It's money their money has earned. You can do it too.
Where you stay does make a difference.
Join the millions of thrifty people who make a profit on their savings at Insured Savings and Loan Association. Now's the time to start an account or add to the one you have at your nearby Insured Savings and Loan. Remember,
where you save
does make a difference.
Where you save
does make a difference.
Where you save
does make a difference. Save more, have more,
and more.
At Savings and Loan.
Your car keys are.
Well, help me find them, will you? I've got to follow them down to the police station.
Didn't he say what they'll do to you?
Yes, he said. They'll book me, and then I'll have to post a $25 bond, probably, and then I'll have to appear in court next week, and at that time, I will plead guilty and be fined. I don't know how much. All right, go ahead. Tell me you warned me not to shoot off the fireworks.
Oh, honey, am I that way?
No, thank heavens you're not. Tell you the truth, I feel better.
Yeah.
Get it off my conscience.
Yeah.
But what I can't really figure out is how that guy out there, that Lieutenant Hutchins, knew that I did it. If he'd asked me, you see, I'd have admitted it, but he didn't. And we were just talking casually.
Why,
and...
honey, it was written all over your face. It always is when you tell a lie. I always know.
But I wasn't lying. He didn't ask me. Well, what do you mean you always know?
I do, dear. I might not say anything, but I know.
Look, I always tell the truth about everything. I do.
Dear, let's say you tell the truth, but you don't tell everything.
Wow.
Oh, look, it's always something unimportant anyhow, honey, so don't start worrying. Here are your car keys.
All right, now when? When have I ever?
Oh, oh dear, dear, wait.
When? Now when?
Did you dance with Sherry Walker at the club Saturday?
I told you I did. I had one dance with her, one... All right, I had three dances. Well, I don't know why I said one.
I do. You thought I'd be mad. The only time you fib to me, dear, generally, is when you think I'll be mad, and I'm not at all. All I'm saying now is that I always know when you're doing it. Now, if you'd like me to cite some more examples...
No. Look, if I'm going to get the third degree today, I think I'd rather get it down at the police station. See you tonight. Goodbye.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, with Ralph Dunn and George Ebling, and is produced by Walter Hopkins.